With WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne. The midterm elections are just 1 week and 1 day away, but Quad Cities voters on both sides of the Mississippi River still have time to cast early ballots. On the Iowa side of the river in Scott County, there are 5 early voting sites. They include the Scott County Auditor's Office in downtown Davenport, the Bettendorf Public Library, the Eastern Avenue Branch and Fairmount Street branches of the Davenport Public Library, and also the Scott County Library in Eldridge. If you live on the Illinois side of the river, you can vote early at the Rock Island County Clerk's Office in downtown Rock Island, the Moline Public Library, Milan Municipal Building, Western Illinois University Quad Cities Campus, and Silvis City Hall. There will also be about a dozen other locations throughout Rock Island County where voting booths will travel to for a day at a time. Today, the traveling voting booths will be at Blackhawk College in Moline and also the Coal Valley Village Hall. For a full list of early voting sites in the Quad Cities and when they'll be open, visit WVIK.org. First Army on Arsenal Island will welcome a new leader today. This morning, during an assumption of command ceremony, Lieutenant General Thomas James will become the 39th Commanding General. He'll replace Lieutenant General Stephen Twitty, who left in August to become Deputy Commander of the U.S. European Command. James is a career Army officer with more than 33 years in the Army, and he comes to First Army from an assignment in South Korea, where he was Director of Operations for the combined UN-US Command. The 10 a.m. ceremony will include ceremonial cannon fire, with cannon fire also included in a dress rehearsal scheduled for 7:30. The 6-week period to sign up for health insurance through the Affordable Care Act starts this week, and Iowans have more choices this year. Consumers can get health plans from 2 different companies, and rates are about the same or even lower than last year's open enrollment period. Then there are options outside of the ACA. Plans through the Iowa Farm Bureau also go online November 1st, but those can deny coverage to people with pre-existing conditions. Expanded short-term insurance hasn't been approved yet in the state, but will likely become available later. Here's Iowa Insurance Commissioner Doug Ullman.
I would encourage Iowans to start early this year because of the additional options that are available and spend some time, again, carefully considering what is best for them and their family.
Ullman says Iowans should check healthcare.gov for ACA plans and get help from an insurance agent if needed. The sign-up period begins Thursday. With WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne.